Speech of April 2008 about angels and spirit guides. Between the different worlds, there are messengers that have the traditional designation angels. They can take various shapes, but remain preferably not perceptible, also because El wants it. There are contacts with them time and again. They are sometimes significantly more developed than we are, because they are in a subsequent world too. They perform tasks assigned by El. One can call on them for higher tasks what a human being cannot cope through one's thoughts. They like to help if it fits only in the plan of El. Contrary to popular belief, they devote themselves much more things than praise and worship of El, since these are even for higher beings no permanently fulfilling tasks. So they learn a lot about El and the world, also by solving pending problems. They usually have all the characteristics of men they would like to take on. They are differently developed because the law of karma applies for them too. They can freely decide between good and evil, possess according to their development with their decisions, but still more liberties than we do. Two, the core evil creature like the devil does not exist among them, since they have recognized that this status is highly unsatisfactory in the long run, because it leads through the world of error in too much own suffering. They live through subsequent worlds like any other creature too. They are to be distinguished from the spirit guides who accompany us and were often human beings themselves. Simpler angels are our guardian angels. Spirit guides come often from a subsequent world of men. While guardian angels care more about our integrity and accompany us after our death to our personal questioning, spirit guides care more about our personal development. But there are overlaps in the tasks. Every person who is not supervised by El herself has at least a guardian angel they can resort to. Spirit guides become active only with a certain level of development of the led person, which can be contact them as of a higher level of development. Thus, not every person has a spirit guide or can communicate with her. For spirit guides applies in principle what was said about angels. The contact with people is usually closer, since angels care for several, sometimes many people. Animals have guardian angels, but still no spirit guides. Angels and spirit guides deserve our estimation and our respect. If we mistreat them, we collect negative karma and worsen our relationship to them. They are our main interceders before El.